Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Poly Medicure Limited Q2 FY24 earnings call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abdul Qadir Puranwala from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Aman. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q2 FY24 earnings call of Poly Medicure Limited. Today, we have the senior management of the company with us, represented by Mr. Himanshu Baid, Managing Director, Mr. Naresh Vijayvargiya, CFO, and Mr. Avinash Chandra, Company Secretary. I thank the management of Poly Medicure for giving ICICI Securities the opportunity to host this call. And with this, I hand over the call to the management for opening remarks. Over to you, Himanshu, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Abdul. Thank you so much. And good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to take you through this Q2 earnings call. And I'll just maybe share the results with you and then go a little descriptive on what we have done in last few months and update all the people who are on the call. So on the result front, as you can see, the standalone revenue for half yearly stood at around 625 crores. And on consolidated basis, the revenue was 658 crores. And there's almost a 25% increase over the previous H1 of FY23 versus FY24. So we have done a good a performance compared to what we had initially projected. Our initial guidance was for close to around 20% plus, but we have clocked around a revenue increase of around 25% plus. So we are also revising our whole year guidance for the revenue from 20% plus to ranging 22 to 24%. As we see more traction for our businesses in domestic market as well as export markets. On the quarterly side, the standalone revenue was around 320 crores versus 264 crores in the previous year. And now and on the consolidated basis, the revenue of Q2 was 337 crores versus 274.7 crores of Q2 of the previous financial year. So again, on the quarterly basis also, we have seen a good growth of 22-23% over previous year. Overall, the growth is around 25% if we compare H1 to H1 numbers. Profit is also grown very healthy. From, if you look at, the profitability from in standalone terms, from 74 crores, PAT has increased to around 119 crores. And whereas EBITDA has also increased from 120 crores to 167 crores. On consolidated basis, the EBITDA has increased from 117 crores to 171 crores and PAT has increased from 70 crores to around 125 crores. So there's a pretty healthy increase in PAT numbers and EBITDA numbers. EBITDA margins have also increased if you compare from the previous year. And again, the guidance for the year is between 25 to 27% EBITDA margins for the whole year. And we are on track to deliver that as we go along. If we compare our domestic versus export business, it continues to be in the same trend. Export business is close to around 66% to two-thirds of the business is exports, and one-third of the business is domestic business, which is around close to 33-34%. And they continue to grow in the same trajectory. Both the businesses have grown, if you compare H1 numbers to H1 numbers, around 25% compared to previous years. So there's a healthy growth across both the businesses. And we also see similar trend going forward for next couple of quarters as we end this current financial year FY24. The most important highlight for this current quarter is that, and for H1 is that the exports to Europe has increased quite a lot the export numbers to Europe have grown by almost 40% in spite of the current geopolitical situation in Europe and in Middle East. Exports to Europe have seen a remarkable increase of around 40% as compared to previous years. And if we compare quarter to quarter, also H1 to H1 is also a similar growth of 40% in Europe. And I think in the coming quarters also we'll see, so we are gaining more market share in Europe and we are adding more customers. So this is quite heartening. In spite of the fact that Africa has slowed down a bit, there's a slowdown in South Central America. Also in Middle East, there's a considerable slowdown in intake. But still, in spite of all these factors, exports have still grown by 25% overall. And we continue to see that traction, going forward. And I think of the current geopolitical situation, we will see probably no impact during the year for export business. The company has also received a CE certificate for Class 3 device under new European MDR. We are one of the very few companies which have received this kind of certification. And this will also open the access for this particular product to European markets. And we expect some good results for this particular product. Because the European MDR regulation has become very, very strict and stringent. And not, in some category of product, it's even more stringent than the US FDA. So this is a very good sign for the company that we're able to get this certification. And also there are a lot of other products which will be certified under European MDR in next 6 to 12 months. And that will make the company fully compliant under the new regulation. We already compliant under the old regulation, which is valid till 2027. But the company plans to accelerate this and get all products, European MDR compliant by 2024. So we'll be doing 3 years ahead of time. But we still have those 3 years, but our target is to do this 3 years before time. In terms of new products, new division, our clinical care division has already been launched. We have hired around 7 to 8 new people, and we are adding 20 more new people in next 4 to 5 months. And this is critical care division, which is clinical critical care division, which has products more under ICU, and these are mostly import substitute products. We are also launching our cardiology division, and this will go live by Q4 of FY24. We have already hired 7 to 8 people in this division. We'll be hiring another 10 to 12 new people in next 4 to 5 months. So almost there'll be addition of 50 new people in 2 new divisions. And also we'll be adding 50 more people in our existing divisions in India. Internationally also we have hired more people. In Europe we have hired just 2 new people, new clinical managers who will be responsible for additional business in Europe as Europe continues to outperform the growth rate or the overall growth rate of the company. So we are hiring more people in Europe to further solidify the business in Europe. In terms of EBITDA margins, if we compare from quarter 1 to quarter 2 of the current financial year, there is a slight drop. But this is around 150 pips, but this is mainly due to change in some product mix and some initial costs, which were attributed to new product and new launches and some new divisions which have launched. But overall, it's well within that, 25% range or 25% over range. And we see that being maintained over next 2 quarters also. So there is no change in guidance for EBITDA margins, as I said, between 25 to 27%. Also, though in India we have grown at around 25%, if we see H1 to H1 revenue, we are further strengthening our India business, as I said, with 2 new divisions, adding more people, almost 100 people we added during the year. And out of this 100 people, around 25 will be from the clinical side, will be nurses and clinical application team. So we are continuing to solidify our clinical application team, so that when we are launching new products, we are able to go strongly to hospitals and talk about clinical advantages of these products. And most of these products will be import substitution products, and they will have more higher margin compared to our existing products. So we are building that whole network and infrastructure to launch these products. Also, if you recall, I had mentioned about the change in regulation. So from 1st October 2023, all medical devices sold in the country are now finally regulated. This whole process started on 1st April 2020, and it has taken 3.5 years to regulate the whole industry. And this is a positive plus for the company, because now everything which is sold in the country is regulated. Earlier we were struggling, where a lot of unregulated products are being imported into the country. Also, a lot of unregulated manufacturing was happening in the country. But in last 12 to 18 months, the government has appointed almost 200 new medical device officers. And there is a talks of new regulation coming for pharmaceutical and medical devices, a new Drugs and Pharmaceuticals Act, which will replace the All Drugs and Cosmetic Act. And this is a big change from the past, where it is more proactive law, where they are trying to bring in more ease of doing business for the medtech industry, supported by a new department where we have dedicated medical device officers. And also, leeway has been given to state drug controllers, where they can regulate class A and B devices, and C and D, which are more critical, will be regulated by the center. So a lot of ease of doing business things, and everything has gone digital. There's no physical submission of documents today. It's all done online. All applications are reviewed online. All permissions are given online. So that is actually added to, ease of doing business. Plus, almost 1,000 new licenses have been given to small and companies, MSME companies, to make medical devices in the country. Because earlier these companies were making devices but not regulated, not licensed, but now all of them fall under licensed category. So a big change has happened in the industry in the last few months. Regarding the U.S. business, the first shipment has gone to the U.S. last week, so I'm very happy to inform all our partners that this is a big milestone for the company, that we have been able to ship the products to U.S. after due inspection. And now, as the products reach the U.S. market, I think we will see new orders coming in. We have already got a contract in place with one of the major companies in the U.S. to sell these products in the U.S. market. And we are adding more products to this portfolio. We have applied for more products for US FDA, and hope that by end of 2024, we'll have at least 8 to 10 products which will be US FDA approved, 510K approved. And this will further strengthen our presence in the US market. There's a big traction, as we all talk about China plus one. So there's a lot of interest coming from foreign companies to make in India or to source products from India. And the new infrastructure we have created over past two and a half years, I think that will be a big plus point for the company, where we can take on new projects, we can develop new technologies, and it'll be much faster for us to take products to market. So and also there's a significant capacity increase for new products which we are going to launch in next few years, and we are almost doubling the capacity for our renal business. And also from new critical care products, cardiology products, also there will be a new production line being set up for these new technology products. A lot of expansion is happening. Till by end of FY24, we would have spent close to 500 crore rupees in new expansion, which includes setting up of 4 new manufacturing plants, state-of-art facilities. And all these facilities will go live by end of this financial year. So we'll have the new capacity available to us early next year. Of course, we'll take time to ramp up the plants to work on full capacity, which we see between 2 to 2.5 years. But now we have the capability and capacity to scale up the business and scale up capacities for even existing products and new products. Our current subsidiaries, all subsidiaries remain in profit. Except the U.S. subsidiary, which was just formed last year, and we've just started shipping to products to U.S. The first shipment has just gone, as I mentioned. So our Italian subsidiary has seen a good revenue jump of almost 70% if we compare the first 9 months of the current year, because they work on calendar year basis. So they've seen a revenue jump of 70% from January to September compared to last year in current year. So, and they have also turned largely profitable. we continue to expand that the manufacturing footprint there, and we are going to more markets in Europe and Latin America, waiting for some registrations to happen. So we'll open more markets with these products which are made in Italy, which are basically oncology products used in cancer treatment, and the market for these products is growing very rapidly, not only in Europe but also in the rest of the world. And at some point of time, we will also start manufacturing some of these products in India, and also, you know, push these products in the Indian market also. China sub continues to be profitable, but there is no further capex plan. We have not done any capex in the last 2-3 years, and also there is no further capex plan in China other than the maintenance capex to run that plant. But there's no further investment happening, and our idea is to make it, you know, at the current status quo and not add any new products or new production lines there. Egypt, of course, is facing through a challenging situation. We all know the current geopolitical situation in the Middle East, but the company is profitable. They've done well. They're expanding in revenue by 10 to 12% in last 6 to 8 months. Year on year, there's a growth, and the company remains profitable. And in spite of the challenging environment there in Middle East, the company is running on full capacity, and we continue to strengthen the technology there, the manufacturing infrastructure there, to ensure that we can cater to the emerging needs in nearby markets. When we look at further capabilities, which we are developing, there's a huge capability enhancement in terms of building new generation of devices. We are trying to see whether we can, combine drug and devices together. We already have a couple of products like blood bags where we have drug and device combination. We have pre-filled syringes where we have drug and device combination. So we are looking at new generation of devices, and this is a bigger area to work on, and we are doing some R&D in this area already and expanding our presence in this space. On the product development side, we are further adding close to around 30 new products in intervention cardiology. Some of these products will be launched in Q4, and some of these products will be launched in Q1 and Q2 of next financial year. And then later on during the year, next year financial year, we'll be adding another 3 to 5 products. So currently a lot of investment is happening in development of these devices. We've already received manufacturing licenses for 6 of these products already from CDSCO, DCGI's office. We are getting licenses for 6 or 7 new products in next 3 to 6 months. And this portfolio will again, put the company in the next orbit where we will be directly working with doctors in cath labs for intervention cardiology products like, products used in angiography and angioplasty. It's a big area, not only in India, but we will also expand our footprint because Polymed, as a majority business, is export business. So as time progresses, we will also take these developed products to export markets, which also opens a big opportunity for company in next coming years. The company is currently debt-free. Our net debt-free, the long-term debt is currently approximately 20 crores, which will be fully repaid by mid of next financial year. Our short-term debt is close to around 100 crores, which is for mainly used for working capital needs. The current cash and cash equivalents are close to around 290 crores, and we continue to work efficiently and diligently and conserving cash for expansion activities. The company is also setting up a new gamma radiation plant for sterilization. This will make the company self-sufficient over a period of time for sterilization activities. Currently, we use third-party vendors. And again, this is also a major step in terms of making self-sufficiency in terms of all activities to be done for production. The Government of India has recently launched a Research Link Incentive Scheme, which talks about new generation of medical devices, especially which are based on digital technologies. We are evaluating, the scheme has been finally been announced, but the contours have not been finalized till now. We hope in the next few months the scheme will be fully finalized by the government. So we are evaluating the possibility that can Polymed get into some new generation of technology devices and take advantage of this scheme. Currently, we already have dialysis machine, which we have developed over last 3 to 4 years. And this machine will have almost 50% local content. And already more than, with our own indigenous made machine, we've already seen over 3,000 dialysis sessions over last 6 months. And the performance has been quite satisfactory. And now we have started scaling up. Of course, we will sell more than 200 machines this year, but the idea is to scale up now with a locally made machine and grow the business and take almost 10% market share, which is, currently in India, almost 4,000 machines are being sold annually, and there are 40,000 machines placed in various dialysis centers. But we see that now the government is, being a kind of a caregiver where they are, giving free dialysis to patients, and I think a lot of private sector players are trying to enter this segment, and especially in the service segment where they are buying our consumables and providing service to patients through government-like schemes. And also Ayushman Bharat has been covering dialysis treatment, which has recently happened. So that segment will also grow. And with PPO ordering, purchase preference order in place, and with 50% local content, we also plan to garner a significant share of dialysis machines in the government and autonomous institutions which buy these machines regularly. That's another area of growth for us. So we continue to expand there, and we are pretty happy with the progress of the current machine which we have installed. So with this, I'll end my comments, and thank you very much again for listening to me. And these were some of the highlights of quarter two. And if there are any questions, I'll be very happy to answer them and give explanation on what we have done so far. Thank you again for your time, and looking forward to talking. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Karan Khanna from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, and thanks for a very detailed introductory comments, and congratulations on a great quarter, Mr. Bell. I have three questions, sir. First, on your U.S. business, as per your U.S. FDA filings, you've received additional 510K approval for a range of IV catheters during the quarter. So what kind of potential does that open up for you? And as a follow-up, given you have demonstrated substantial equivalence of your devices with predicate devices of global MNCs such as B. Braun, Becton, Dickinson, and Baxter, are you looking to replace these manufacturers as well in the U.S. market?
So you're right, absolutely. We have received 510K approvals for IV catheters, and we have also received some new approvals recently. And of course, if you recall, in my previous calls, I've said, we are going with a bouquet of products, not only one product. There will be almost a bouquet of 8 to 10 products over next 8 to 12 months. And we expect that revenue coming from 8 to 10 products over next 3 to 4 years will be between $15 to $20 million. So that's the guidance we have given. And this is the initial set of products. And of course, as time progresses, we'll be adding more products, in the portfolio, because the market is progressive, and that's how we'll develop it. And of course, we have proved substantial equipment so what we are trying to prove that the quality of Polymed made products is equal to products and the performance and quality of products equal to products made by large, very large multinational companies. And we are able to prove the equivalence of our devices with that. So that will open up, the market for us, the U.S. market, and especially the customers or the hospitals using our products will see that equivalence of these products are products with large multinational company products. So definitely the idea is to replace them and bring in Polymed products. Of course, it's going to take a long time. Those companies have been in the U.S. market for many, many decades. But again, that's a journey we'll have to take.
Sure. That is helpful. My second question is on your growth guidance. When you upgraded your guidance for FY24,
yeah,
how should one think about the growth guidance for say next 2 to 3 years? As a follow-up, with your cardiology division and you know, your critical care division also coming on stream by end of FY24, how should one think about revenue contribution from these businesses in the next 2 to 3 years?
See, these are, so first I'll talk about these new divisions. So these are new divisions which are starting. If you recall, you know, our, I mean, renal business, which we started 4 years ago, so it has almost taken us, let's say, the market is around 1200 to 1500 crores. So it has taken us around 4 years to reach a revenue of around 100 crores in this business. So we'll end close to this 100 crores, maybe 90 crores or in that range. So it takes time to build up a new business, critical care products. Again, it needs a lot of clinical, teaching, a lot of clinical, CME sessions. So we are engaging there in this business, but we see a great potential because a lot of these, in both the divisions, critical care and cardiology, is completely dominated by multinational companies, especially intervention cardiology and critical care products. So our idea is to bring in higher technology products, and I can't give you a number because we are still in the very initial phase. We've still not launched many of the products. Cardiology will be launched only early next year and probably during the next whole of next year. And critical care has just been launched a few weeks ago. So we are still in the initial phase, but maybe I'll have more clarity maybe in next 4 to 6 months where I will give you some more better, understanding on this business. We have not shared the guidance for FY beyond FY24, but maybe in subsequent calls I'll be able to give you guidance for FY25 and 26. Of course, with new plants being operational, I think we should be able to maintain a steady growth rate of over 20% in next couple of years. This is what I can tell you right now.
Sure. And then last question, if you could comment on, you're at the end of your 500 crore capex cycle, which ends in FY24.
Yeah.
You're already sitting on 150 crores of net cash on your balance sheet and generating fairly healthy operating cash flows as well.
Yeah.
So where do you, where would you look to deploy the extra cash beyond your capex needs, say from FY25 onwards? That would be my last question. Thank you.
So I think, this is a very capex heavy industry and needs constant investments. So we have to up our ante on R&D as we get into cardiology and critical care. We have to, increase our spendings on R&D and bring in some new capital equipment for R&D. So we have to work in that direction. And yes, I think and this medical device industry, if you look at the global industry, it grows through acquisitions and M&As. And we have done one acquisition in 2019, and I've talked about it, in a few minutes ago, that how, important this for us in terms of oncology products, and is growing very steadily. So if we find any new opportunity, we'll definitely deploy our, surplus cash into these new opportunities.
Okay, that would be our last question. Thank you, and best wishes for the festive season to the entire team.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Rashmi S. from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just on the sales guidance front, basically, you have mentioned that, there is a change in the overall medical regulation. And going ahead, say, in next 3-4 years, I know that, we will be growing gradually, but in next 3-4 years, the mix would remain similar, or we feel that the contribution from the domestic business is likely to go up in a big way.
So we think that the mix will remain same because Polymed has a very strong global footprint, and our business model, as it looks like, for next 2-3 years, we see it two thirds exports and 1/3 local market. I think we probably should be in that. Because if you look at 5 years history, it's also in the similar range. So we probably in next 2-3 years also will remain like that. Because both the businesses are growing at the same level, same percentage level. So I think we are very happy and confident that we'll stay in that range only.
Okay. And when you mentioned about the US business that, you are trying to take up the NNC market share, and those companies are already in the industry for decades. So is it like, we are going to play on pricing, that, we are going to give a discount to those MNC compared to the MNC product, or you know, it will be more or less similar. So if you can just give more color on, you know, how we will be able to achieve that kind of market share from them.
I think the most important thing is, I mean, you already said that, and because you already mentioned, you know, asking that question. So if we produce an Indian with an equivalent quality product, so there is definitely will be a price, you know, area where we can, because once you have to prove your performance and quality equivalent first. So that we have proven, that our product is equivalent in quality and performance. So based on that, and if we are able to, let's say, break the price barrier, then probably we will have a better, you know, way of addressing that market. Of course, we will continue to bring in innovation, some incremental changes in the product as time progresses. But of course, you're right, because being in manufacturing in India, definitely will have the price advantage.
Okay. And sir, in the domestic business, you know, how much was the renal care contribution for this quarter and first half? And how much it has grown YOY basis?
So renal business contribution was close to 40 crores. And probably by the end of the year, we should be close to 90 crores or so. That's what I mentioned earlier. And second half looks to be more stronger for us. And also, YOY has grown around close to 30%.
This you're talking about 1H or you're talking about only for the quarter?
So again, sorry, I didn't get the question, ma'am.
So this is the growth which you're talking about is for the quarter to FY24 or you're talking for the first half of
H1.
So 40 crores you have done in first half, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and what about your infusion segment? That contribution, if you can give it.
We don't give the contribution. These are confidential numbers.
Okay, as a total sales also, earlier you used to give it. That's the reason I'm asking.
No, we are because those numbers are not in front of me right now. But specifically, if you send an email, then we'll share with you.
Okay, sir. Sir, and on your gross margin front, you know, I understand that you mentioned in your comments that, you know, due to the sales mix, we have lost, you know, some gross margin with, you know, in this quarter, on quarter-on-quarter basis. But you have not seen any sort of inflationary pressure on your raw materials. Is that correct to understand?
Yeah, that is correct, because there has been a very slight correction in raw material pricing, if you see between quarter one and quarter two, because of higher crude oil pricing. But we don't see a major impact, and that's the reason we are still maintaining a guidance of 25% for the next half of the year.
Understood, sir. And my last question is related to the other expenses. You know, this quarter you mentioned that the cost associated to new products have gone up, and that's the reason our other expenses have gone up.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the coming quarters also you mentioned that, you know, there will be new launches, you know, the company is going to catch the launch momentum.
Yeah.
So, is this number a fair to take it, you know, for our rest of the quarters, you know, to model the earnings, or you feel that, you know, this number is likely
and
to go up?
Revenue has also started for critical care, and the revenue will start also for cardiology products in next quarter. So, I think that then it will even out, because once the revenue starts, then the expenses will be coherent with the revenue.
Critical care and the cardiac, both products are basically will be catering for the export market or for the domestic?
Of course, it will be domestic, because we need almost 2 to 3 years to get regulatory approvals for global markets. So any new product launched today from India, and if you have to go to developed markets in Europe or US, it takes 2 to 3 years for any company, not even us, for any company.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vishal Manchanda from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Sir, with respect to the new medical device regulation, shared that Class A and Class B devices would be regulated by the state regulators, and the Class C and D would be. So, could you share? Has this in any way impacted existing competition? So basically, have competitors exited the market?
Very insignificant, because Polymed was already a fully regulated company, because we are already exporting our products to most developed, as I said earlier, 50% export is coming from European market for Polymed. So we are already in the most regulated, highly regulated markets of the world. So we were anyways regulated. The impact was coming from unregulated companies and also affecting the quality of the product. But we will see the impact of regulation over next 2-3 years. It's not happening because a lot of companies have to upgrade the facilities. Some have upgraded, some have not. And some have to upgrade the product also, because there are now 1400 standards for medical devices. So this is all going to change and we are going to see an impact. So for us, a large, I think India market offers a very exciting promise, because with products getting, everything else getting regulated, now we have a good traction for our products. And also we are seeing a lot of increase of revenue in corporate hospitals. So all that will impact, because earlier corporate hospitals were worried to buy local products because they were not regulated. And they could not distinguish between a good or a bad company. But with now regulation in place, now everything is at par. So companies which will have, will be regulated, there is a good, you know, future, and especially companies who have a prior history and, you know, and who have been in the market for a long time, they will have a better, you know, market, you know, going forward.
So just to follow up on this, so should I understand Polymedicure already has approval from the regulator?
Yes, we do have. For all the products we manufacture, we do have.
So this can become a differentiation while you approach
your
customer.
Yes, of course. That's what I'm trying to say. Exactly. Absolutely.
And any number as to how many players in your space of products would have those approvals? So would
I don't know. That data will be with DCGI's office. I don't have access to that information.
Okay. Just one more, what percentage of your sales would be from Class C and Class D devices which are regulated by the center?
So our majority of our products fall in Class B and C.
Okay. And just on the gamma radiation facility that you're setting up, so just wanted to understand how much would you save basically on account of this.
It's not about saving. It is about getting, you know, for example, today most of the gamma radiation facilities in India work for multiple products. They work for food grains. They work for, let's say, for, you know, sea product, you know, like fisheries and all that. A lot of stuff is being today gamma radiated for export. So, and typically we have a challenge that some of the facilities don't comply with global standards in for sterilizing medical devices. And to mitigate that risk, we are trying to set up our own plant. Of course, once we have in-house facility, definitely will save some cost. We don't, the facility is not started, so I can't give you a number. Probably once we establish this facility by, let's say, quarter three of next financial year, then probably we'll be in a better position to answer this question. But it is, again, to improve the regulatory compliances and ensuring that, you know, we follow the best standards in the world.
Understood. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is on the line of Girish Jain from KJMC Financial Services. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the good set of numbers.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, am I audible?
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Just wanted to get a sense of the U.S. business. You mentioned that the first shipment is gone, and by the end of this financial year, we expect to get approval for 8 to 10 products. Did I hear that correctly?
Next calendar year.
Okay, next calendar year.
Yeah.
So earlier in the previous calls, we had the management had guided $15 to $20 million.
Yeah.
As the potential revenue from the U.S. business over the next by
3 to 4 years.
The next 3 years.
Yeah.
Is there any change in that?
No, there's no change in that, because this is the, we are still in the initial phase, Girish ji. So we can't give you further, any more clarification right now. Once we have more products which are FDA approved, then, we'll be able to maybe change our guidance maybe after maybe 6 to 9 months. Maybe that is where we'll see more visibility coming in. But the current pipeline of products, I think we are still good with $15 million-$20 million guidance.
Okay. And quarter three and quarter four were expected to see the two new plants getting operationalized. Any update on that?
Yeah. So they are on track. So, of course, in Delhi, we have still a very bad situation. I'm sure you're reading in the newspapers regarding pollution and stopping of all construction activities. So we are delayed maybe by 1 or 2 months, and I think that's the only thing. But more or less, these plants are almost getting ready, and hopefully by quarter four, all the four plants should be fully operational.
Excellent. Okay. That's all from me. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Vish.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. We have the follow-up question from the line of Vishal Manchanda from Systematix. Please go ahead.
Sir, just a quick follow-up on the U.S.
Yeah.
About 8 to 10 approvals that you're targeting there, would you be able to kind of share some color on the market size of those?
Sorry, Vishal, these are all confidential questions I can't share right now because I can't disclose which products we are talking about. This is very sensitive to company's business.
Okay. So not even market opportunity? Like
no, I can't share that. No.
And is the market very distributed in the fragmented in the U.S., or there are only?
No, it's not fragmented. The market is very consolidated with five or six large GPOs, managing that business.
Okay. And so is the would the U.S. approvals in any way improve your prospects in domestic markets?
I don't think so. That doesn't matter here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hemant, as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. I'm new to this company.
Yeah.
I just have one quick question.
Please.
In terms of your raw materials, what are the key raw materials? How do we think about them, and how are their pricing? Is it volatile or very stationary, or do we have contracts that make it very stable for 3 months, 6 months? If you can shed some light, I would really appreciate it. And apologies if this has been answered in prior calls.
No, absolutely, sir. No problem at all. I'll be happy to answer this. So mostly raw materials are plastics, medical-grade plastics, which are coming from outside India. Most of our 70% of our raw material is imported. But as you know, plastics is more or less governed by crude oil pricing globally. So it depends. It fluctuates because of the crude oil pricing. Of course, last year, we have seen a cyclic, very high cycle. The cycle went down in the initial part of this year. So it keeps, but because we have a very mixed variety of products, and of course, we use steel because we use big needles. We use different also materials which are used in manufacturing, from silicon to a lot of other materials. So this, and our raw material, let's say, contribution is only 35% to the final product cost. So that makes us quite resilient to these changes. And if there is a fluctuation also, we're able to manage it very well. But of course, we don't have long-term contracts because none of the companies who sign a long-term contract to sell plastics. Globally, this doesn't happen.
Okay. Thank you for that. So mainly plastic is the main ingredient along with...
It is, sir.
And absolutely final, you were talking about the machine. You said 400 per year is where you want to take this, right? So you're doing two...
Market is 4,000 a year, the new machine market.
Correct.
The current placement of machines is 40,000. So we plan to take 10% market share in next couple of years, move to 400 machines. So that's what we want to do, and then gradually move up the ladder.
And each machine would be, sir, how much? Approximately?
Each machine is close to 6 lakhs, roughly around 6 lakhs to 7, depending on the model, 6 to 7 lakhs.
6 to 7 lakhs.
Okay. This is it. The rest all have been answered. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, please enter star and one to ask a question. A reminder to our participants, please enter star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference back to the management for the closing remarks. Thank you and over to you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And thank you everyone for your questions. And thank you again for being participant in the company in various ways. And we look forward to receive your support and guidance in coming years. And if you have any individual questions, please feel free to ask our CFO or company secretary. You can send an email and we'll be happy to answer them. And if some of you want to visit our factories, please inform our company secretary or CFO and they'll be able to arrange a visit for you and take you around our facilities. Thank you again and look forward to speak to you soon.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.